Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. BTN News listeners, welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 14th of May, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Good news for those of you that are actually using YouTube Music. If you're actually coming over from Google Play Music, yeah, remember that, that's going away, you can now finally import your library over to YouTube Music. And finally, Google said, yeah, maybe we should allow this to happen, so they have. You can now transfer your artist, albums, songs, playlists, even your purchased music, your personal uploads, and recommendations all over to YouTube Music now. By finally adding this feature, it puts a lot of users of Google Play Music at ease. Most were wondering, hey, I've got so much over there at Google Play, what am I going to do with it? In fact, Google at first was saying, you better get it while you can before we remove everything. Now, like I was saying, a few taps, yep, that's really all it takes. Open up the app, then you'll see a little button there that says transfer, and you're done. Uber's ready to get a little deeper in the food delivery service. That's why they're eyeing Grubhub. Now, no, Grubhub, it's not for sale. But apparently Uber's decided, yeah, let's make an offer anyway. Speculation is so high that Uber will be buying Grubhub. Their shares on the old stock market actually jumped 38%. Now, as of doing the podcast right now, Grubhub has not confirmed nor denied the report that Uber, yeah, they want to acquire them. The only thing they did say is consolidation could make sense in our industry. Now, I'll go ahead and translate that for everybody. It's more or less saying, if the price is right. Most users have been complaining on Instagram that sometimes they receive a lot of comments that they just don't agree with. And going one by one, yeah, let's face it, that would be a pain in the butt. So the companies began rolling out the ability to delete up to 25 comments at once. They're also rolling out the ability to block or even restrict multiple accounts at the same time. Now, obviously, this feature is more for the predominant Instagrammer out there. The trendsetters, as they say. Though the features they are saying will be available for everybody. Not only on top of this, the company is giving more people control over who they can tag or even mention them in their Instagram posts. From what we can tell, this feature should be available worldwide, although we haven't had confirmation on that yet. And you'll have to have the newest version of the Instagram app. And finally, boy, old tech. Yeah, you know, things like an Atari, or an IBM PS2, or hell, even a 2014 MacBook Air. Yep, believe this or not, your 2014 MacBook Air, it's vintage in Apple's mind, meaning their support is about to go. However, though, you still can get hardware service from providers, even some Apple retail shops. That might, however, though, depend on if your part is in stock and if it'll ever be restocked again. Nothing new for Apple. Apple moves devices to its vintage list all the freaking time. These are more for devices that haven't been sold for at least 5 or maybe up to 7 years, and they kind of slide them to the side then. Now, don't be scared. Your 2014 MacBook Air, yeah, it still will be working. It actually still even supports macOS Catalina. But Apple definitely is telling you right now, you might want to start saving for a new one because we ain't going to be supporting you much longer. Hey, if you got a story no one else is listening to you, well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there, also the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show, too. And support the BTN network, especially the news show, where we rely completely on your donations to keep the news show on the air. Head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for as little as $5 a month, even all the way up to $20 a month, whatever you can afford. Your help is greatly appreciated so we can keep the news show on the air for all of you. We're also, of course, on Facebook as well at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech and come by our Slack room with our BTN community. We would love for you to be a part of it, so join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening, but until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.